Hey guys, welcome to the Expand to the Cloud Brokerage podcast. We have an awesome special guest today, Nicole Hyland from Charlotte, North Carolina. And as always, my boy, Rummy Danoa up from in New York. So let's get started today. So Nicole, let's kind of talk about your journey. Let's talk about how you got into real estate, because I know that you're new into the business. So kind of give us your story about how you transitioned and how long you've been in the business so far.
I got in the business in the end of March, the beginning of April, and I decided to go into real estate because my husband was in lending, and seeing what he did and seeing all these other realtors and what they did, I was like, hey, I could do that. So I went to school, got my license, and then I signed on with KW because I didn't know of eXp at the time, but it seemed like the best place when we had all of the team leaders from different companies come to our class and talk about it. It seemed like the right fit. So I signed on there in the end of March.
Awesome. And so far, what was your experience in KW, and why did you make the switch?
When I signed on at KW, I asked a lot of questions about being on a team because I'd heard that being on the team would be the best thing for me. I'm a mom of four, and they said, you know, you need that help. You need the leverage for people to help you. And so I really bought into that and thought, yeah, that's right. That makes sense. I should be on a team. And I had others tell me that, you know, they tried it by themselves and it just didn't work and they almost quit. So they got on a team and that's how they were successful. So it seemed like a no-brainer for me. So I was like, okay, immediately right out of the gates, I jumped on a team. After I got on the team, it was a little confusing because I felt like, you know, you get right out of school and you think you know what you're doing, but they throw you kind of out there just like, all right, here you go. You know, you have to have these certain documents signed, but you don't really know, okay, well, where do I get these? Who do I submit them to? What do I do? And when I was on a team, they told me, just don't worry about that. Somebody else will deal with that. You just go get business. And for me, that was great and all, but I like to be prepared and I don't like to go into situations not knowing what's going to happen next. Or if I get asked a question, how am I going to respond to that? Mm-hmm. And the position I was kind of put in, it was like, okay, go find these leads. And then what? They said, well, we'll worry about that later. And I just, that wasn't cool with me. I wanted to know how to deal with clients and buyers and what to tell them their next step was, what they needed to sign, what they needed to do.
So talk about that for a second. So when you joined, because listen, if anybody's ever heard me talk about real estate and teams, they've heard me rant about teams and most teams, right? And how they're run. And I know you and I have had a couple personal conversations about the team that you were on and how it was run. And it was, so it was just go get leads. So there was no leads really provided, no opportunities. It was just go get leads.
Correct. So I was told either, you know, cold calling, door knocking, you know, all your regular ways of getting leads, go out and get those leads. And one of my biggest problems was, okay, I get this lead and then I'm giving up 50% of my money. And in my head, I'm thinking, well, I could just be doing this on my own. Why do I need to be on this team? Because I can go out, knock on doors in the neighborhood. I can pick up the phone book. I mean, the leads that I was getting, these cold, you know, cold calling, it wasn't anything that I couldn't do myself. So I didn't feel like I was getting any value from the team because I didn't need that back end doing all the paperwork. I wanted to learn that myself. I needed to know how to do that myself. I could see, you know, maybe down the line when I got so busy in the future that I needed somebody to help with that, but I'm a brand new agent. I need to learn how everything works. And also, I mean, I just don't see what I'm getting to give 50% of my money away.
Right. So there's no doubt. And listen, you and I have talked, I know there was value for the team. There just wasn't enough value to equal the amount that you were giving up in commission to be on that team.
Correct.
Right. It's almost as though that she was the guinea pig of the team in the beginning. Say, here you go out there, go get the business, come back in. And let's go divide it up. Let's divide the commission up. And I think David really talks about this too as well. And I kind of also talk about this with other members my team members and other people who are joining, the team has to have a structure where, you know, they're educating you and building you as an individual. Yes. On top of that, giving you the leads, explaining to you what you need to do on a daily basis. And have you gotten that? Because I know there's a lot of teams now, the whole concept is everybody's building teams, or let's get together and build a team, where somebody like yourself, that your background, you were telling me, what's your background, first of all?
I am a communication major. My focus was broadcasting.
Okay.
I didn't do any of that work once I graduated from college. I am a mom of four, so staying at home was not cool with me. So I decided to go to the gym and coach CrossFit. So I was also an athlete. So that was what I did before real estate.
So you already had that education of, okay, you know what? I know how to build my own business, basically. Yeah. And now I want to learn this side of the business, how I do that. And what has happened from the transition where you came from Keller Williams to EXP, and what have they provided to you where, you know, it's kind of an eye opener for you right now?
One of the biggest differences when I came from KW to EXP is just the amount of care I've seen everyone from EXP show me and support. So at EXP, I have a mentor. I have help with technology. I have help with branding, with marketing, and I have specific people that I directly go to for that. When I was at KW, I know there was a program that you had to pay for, kind of a mentorship, but I wasn't interested in paying any more of my money over there. I mean, I was already going to have to pay, you know, $24,000 or something like that for a cap, and then give 60% until I hit that cap, or give 40% until I hit that cap. And then, you know, if I wanted help, I needed to go pay a mentor and sign a contract. And with EXP, it was very clear, you know, the split was better, the cap was better, and then you get a mentor. Like, you get your own person who is there for you. And I'm not lying, 24/7. My mentor has never missed a phone call or a text. I mean, she texts me while she was on vacation back, explaining everything to me. It's just been night and day difference, honestly. It's been awesome.
It also reminded me, when I first got into the real estate, David, it was like, okay, great, go ahead and, hey, congratulations, go out there, do open houses, go hunt. And then it was, okay, you know what, I was with Century 21, and here's a commission cut for the manager, has a commission cut for Century 21, then whatever the commission cut was, and I didn't know anything better, so I just did what they told me to do. So end of the year, I sold 14 homes, and I'm like, hey, my paycheck is $20,000 or 21, I don't remember, 25, even though I was happy because I'm like, hey, I made something. But looking back into it, wow, you know, what we don't know, and I think is educational. And what Nicole's saying is that, hey, you know what's out there, not just jump into what people are trying to promise you, and really educate yourself. And how did you was introduced to EXP?
So I had no idea EXP existed. I was just searching around for people who were successful in the business to ask them what they were doing and what they did to get to where they were. I wanted to know. I wanted to go to the best of the best. And so David, not only did, you know, I see him at the Charlotte Real Producers event and very successful on the cover of the magazine, but his face was all over my town. I mean, the house next to my house had his face, and I'm like, why is my face not there? Why is his face there? I was like, I'm going to call him and find out, you know, how he does this. And so I
contacted him. We didn't know each other at all. We didn't know each other.
Yeah.
No, so I reached out. And I was like, hey, you know, are you interested in meeting with me? I'd love to learn what you do, how you do it. Teach me your ways. I want to be successful too. And again, had no idea that he was even part of EXP. I just knew David at Church Real Estate, thought it was, you know, his own personal thing. And then through meeting with him and talking, he told me that he was part of EXP, but that really wasn't our first conversation. He really just answered all my questions about, you know, getting leads and what I was going through. And I mean, you sat with me for 3 hours talking to me, and very little was trying to sell me anything on EXP. It was just answering my questions and telling me, you know, there are better things out there, you know, stick with it. Once you know if that's the route you want to go or not, like, let's just stay in touch. And then I decided to leave the team and let him know. And it was still a while. I did it on my own at KW for a while, but I was kind of I felt like left out to dry after I got off the team. There was nobody there connecting me in the places I needed to be connected just to move forward. I mean, I couldn't even use the printers at KW after I got off the team because nobody told me how to, or connected me to the person to connect my computer to their system and everything. Wow. So it was very difficult. You can ask another question. I'm going down a rabbit hole with that.
No, you're saying the right things, because I think that, you know, I just interviewed somebody too as well. And, you know, my main question was, and I think David, David obviously brought me in and he said, listen, we need to be there for our organization. We need to make sure that, you know, we provide at the highest level. And being an EXP for more than 1 year, and, you know, I have my own trainings for my teams and I provide all that. And providing now for our organization, anybody that, you know, needs help, it's more of like a open book. I'm like, guys, here's everything. Here is the playbook. Now it's up to you to go out and put in the effort like you're doing right now. But David, what was going through your mind when you were meeting someone? Because I know, like, you know, a lot of agents are like, oh my God, it's another waste of time. And who do I, you know, get to meet? And do I need to spend time with this person? What was going through your mind at the time?
You know, it's weird because 5 years ago, 5 or 6 years ago, if somebody would have come to me and asked me for help and they were not on my team, I probably wouldn't have helped them. And that's me looking back on that I feel terrible for saying that, but that's the truth. I was so tunnel visioned on getting out of what I just went through in 2008, 9, 10, 11, and part of 12. I was so tunnel vision on building up my income, my family, because I went through stayed in the real estate market in the recession, and it was financially tough on my family. And I was so tunnel vision. I really just didn't want to help. I wasn't that I didn't want to help anybody. I just needed to focus on what I needed to do. Right. And now, I mean, I met with a guy the other day that's at Coldwell Banker, and we talked for a couple of hours, and EXP was barely even mentioned. You know, it's one of those things where now I'm to the point in my career where my team is kind of able to run itself to an extent, and I'm able to now, maybe I'm a little older, a little wiser, maybe not as tunnel visioned, I'm now more willing to help anybody. I don't care what brand you're with. I mean, so some of our trainings that we have at the EXP office, some of them are private just for our EXP people. But a good percentage of them are open to anybody. We don't care who comes in. We just want to try to make the industry a little bit better. And I know there's a lot of things wrong with this industry. And Remy, you know this, one of my biggest pet peeves is you get licensed, join a team or not join a team, it really doesn't matter. And you get a pat on the back and it says, hey, let us know when you got a house, when you got a contract. Yeah. So I am trying to do everything in my power to change that to where we're actually providing value and providing as much as we can. I told the guy the other day, we can't teach work ethic. We can't teach dedication. We can't teach grind and grit, right? That's, you either have that or you don't. And if you don't have that, you're not going to survive in this business. But if you need other things, you know, all the trainings, all the knowledge that's in our head, I'm willing to give to anybody, regardless whether they're on my team at EXP or at KW or Coldwell Banker. It just doesn't matter to me anymore.
Right.
If you need help, I'm tired of brokerages not helping agents. I'm tired of it. I got to come in and help this Coldwell Banker agent for 3 hours and sit with him or sit with Nicole that's at KW and sit with her for a couple of hours, I'll do it.
Right.
I'm just tired of the business not setting agents up for success.
Right. And I know you didn't talk about EXP or anybody that's out there, but Nicole, going back to you, I know you felt like just another number, because that's what I feel. I think that brokerages out there, and I said this, and I want to say this again, because I had almost the same feeling, right? Okay, you know what? I'm not going to go out help anyone. I'll sit down with you and I'll answer the question. But I do believe that EXP treats everybody equal. They have that platform. So everybody has a different fit in their business. Everybody, you know, might like a different broker for different reasons. Why did you pick it? Like, what was the reason that you made that choice? You know, like, this is the right fit. And what have you seen across the board in trainings? And, you know, I know we are really heavy on CRM. You know, what that's really your base of your business too as well. I really, really do believe that. People don't get that a lot, where your CRM is your base of the business. What do you felt like, hey, this EXP is the right fit for me? And even after you joined or before you joined, when do you feel that, hey, this is the right fit for where I'm trying to go to in my career?
So when I first joined, one of the main reasons was I could see the value in EXP. The money that I was going to pay EXP, I could see more than enough value coming back for myself. Mm-hmm. Also with EXP, the mentorship program was huge to me. Having David, you know, as my upline, and being able to go to him to help with marketing, being able to go to my mentor for anything, because as a new agent, I mean, people may not think it, but you really do need somebody holding your hand through those very first transactions. But so the mentorship, the splits, the technology, and that's another thing, the technology, the KB core. So like I said, there's a specific person I can go to for anything I need in this business. And with the KB core, I'm going through trainings right now. I have a guy that's helping me, and it's amazing. You know, one person, I have Zoom calls with him. I can meet with him. He's teaching me how to set up my website, how to set up open houses. So when people sign up, my leads go right into my CRM system. It's just, it's been awesome.
And that's the beauty about it, because when I explain people to EXP, I said everybody has a different department. It's not like, okay, you don't have one broker, then you have an assistant, then you have maybe a team leader. This is like everyone has it. And everybody, it could be me or David, he's not going to get a special treatment because he did 200 transactions. Or if you did, you know, a couple, if I did 100, there's no special treatment. Everybody's created equal in this platform where I believe is going to go a very, very long way. And when I'm explaining this to people, they don't kind of get it. So I want to dig back a little bit more into that, because again, for a newer agent and doing transactions, like, what can a new agent experience when they go to the world, when they get the training from the top agents around the world? And like you explained, KV Core, which is a CRM, which is really important.
For me, what I experienced and what I really liked about EXP was when I ask a question, I get an answer. Somebody says, this is what you do. This is how you do it. Whether I go into the world, whether I go to my mentor. You know, when I was at KW, I felt like I was pushed, well, go watch this video or go do this. And I couldn't get solid answers. With the world that we use, I mean, it's awesome. You go, you get in your little avatar line, whatever it is, you take a ticket. In the tech center, you go ask a question. I mean, you're right there sitting with them. You get your answer. It's easy. It may seem crazy. I know some people think, oh, it's too much technology. What do they call it? Not technology.
I've heard it be called a video game.
Kind of like a video game, but there was a word somebody else used. But basically, no face-to-face interaction.
Yes.
For me, like, that could be... I mean, that's not true at all. Like, I see more people with EXP and I go to more trainings willingly wanting to go to these trainings than I did with KW. A lot of it can be done from my computer, which is awesome, especially in my position, being a mom of four, being busy. You know, I can log on. I can get into any kind of training that I want to. I can listen to my trainings on my phone while I'm driving down the road, taking my kids somewhere. But I can also go to any of these live trainings and social, you know, just mastermind meetings, things like that, and get that face-to-face if I want it, which is awesome.
Yeah. And then you also get the marketing side of it. You get the marketing and the social media side of it, which a lot of agents, like, we provide that in my team, but a lot of times people don't know how to, you know, even market themselves. You know, we have that marketing department. We have accounting department. We have the training department. We have the mentorship department, which you're in right now, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so any new agent will get that mentorship, so you're not just left behind, and you don't have to be part of the team. I know that a lot of companies out there trying to push that. Listen, you're well educated, you know the business, how to run your own business. So why do you need to be a part of the team, right, David? I mean, you actually don't even recruit agents to your team.
No, I don't. So let's talk a little bit about my second pet peeve. And that's agents that are constantly branding and marketing a brokerage that they don't own, right? They're constantly branding and marketing their brokerage, and they have zero ownership in their brokerage. You know, here in Charlotte, you know, there's about six or seven brokerages that I always mention, and I'll just mention them now because it's the truth. It's, you know, the Coldwell Bankers of the world. It's the Allen Tates. It's the Remax. It's the Berkshire Hathaways. It's, you know, where they force you as an agent to put their logo this big on their sign and your name this big. And Coldwell Banker here in Charlotte still requires that you put the office phone number on your sign. So those leads will go to the office and go to somebody on floor duty. That is one of my biggest pet peeves. And that was one of the first things that I said to Nicole was, we need to come up with a branding package that is all about you. Because, you know, I've said this before, if you have a real estate license, you own a company. It may not be a successful company yet, but you own a company. Brand yourself. Brand your brand. Be compliant with your state laws, but brand yourself, not something you don't own, which is the brokerage. And that's another thing that I love about eXp is we're heavily encouraged to brand ourselves and our team and ourselves, staying compliant with state laws, but, you know, putting that logo, if you look at my yard sign, you look at Nicole's yard sign, the eXp logo is on there, but it's very small. Our face, our logos, our information, we're branding ourselves. And that's something I think Nicole, was a little uncomfortable with in the beginning, but also kind of excited about having the opportunity to brand herself and brand her own company, not just the brokerage.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. So what would you recommend, Nicole, to new agents right now that are searching, getting into real estate? You know, what would, from your experience and being in, just being in real estate, I guess, you know, what they should look for in a broker, in a team, and pay attention to?
One of the big things I would tell them is, you know, not only looking at your splits, but what are you getting for that money you're paying the company? Like these high caps, are they providing value to you? And then the other thing, and I hear a lot of agents say this is, you know, well, I'm with this company because people buy from this company. And I think that's garbage. You know, like you are your own business. Having eXp in front of my name, Remax, Allen Tate, that doesn't sell property or get buyers. The way that you do business is how you get buyers and sellers. And so that's one of the biggest things I would probably say to them is you shouldn't pick a company just because you think that that's where people buy from, because that's not true. And then also look at, you know, the money that you have to pay in to them. Look and see, are you getting that value back? You know, some people will say, well, they provide signs. Well, you know what? I just bought five nice yard signs, $200, not $24,000, $200. Like, pay for your dang signs, you know? Know what value you're getting from that company. Do your research and decide that way.
Yeah, awesome. And plus, I mean, for me, it has been the mentorship. And I think that I could just call David anytime, or Richard, or Keely, or, you know, these are, and then on top of that, the people that are calling me now in our, you know, our organization, and people, you know, brand new agents to, you know, a person yesterday called me up and he's like, hey, we have an issue. And I think yesterday as well, you know, my broker is available. Before, I felt like I was working for a broker. Now I feel like my broker is almost working for me. We have a great relationship, and she'll call me up. Yeah, I mean, this is how you do it. This is how you not do it. And I think that that's creates so much of a value that's out there. David, you want to add anything else?
That's it, man. I'm all excited, right, to have her on board. I wish more people, especially new agents, thought like Nicole. Because most people, it takes a while to think like she thinks. You know, I've been preaching for years. Grab a calculator, figure out how much money you pay. I mean, I literally just met with an agent about 2 weeks ago that said, David, I'm at 100% place. I'm at 100% place. And I was like, oh, you don't have to pay the 6% franchise fee? Oh, well, I have to pay the 6% franchise fee. I'm like, okay, so you're not at 100% place. You're at a 94.6 place. She's like, well, yeah, but it's still better than 80-20. And I'm like, yeah, you know what? You're right. You're 100% right. Wait a minute. You also don't have to pay the $350 per transaction fee? Well, yeah, I mean, I've got to pay that. But other than that, I'm 100%. This is a huge producer. We're talking about a $30 million a year producer. We did the math. She paid that 100% company $64,000 last year.
Wow.
When I did the math for her, she couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. She hadn't done the math already.
Yeah.
Right? And I showed her at EXP, you would have only paid with everything. She would have only paid in like $22,000, and she would have gotten her $16,000 and her cap back in the form of stock. It's like people don't use a calculator sometimes. You have to look at how much am I paying this brokerage and how much value am I getting from that brokerage. And you know what? If they're close to equal, stay where you're at. I got no problem with that. Stay where you're at, right? If you're in any relationship, my wife, for example, if I stop giving her value and she's giving more than I'm giving her, she's going to divorce me, right? Every relationship has to be equal. And that's the same thing in real estate. So these brokerages out there, they need to start thinking about adding value to what they're taking from these agents, because I'm going to start educating these agents on grab a calculator and make sure that what you're paying this broker, you're getting that value back. And if not, these people are going to start leaving. That's going to be the downfall of a lot of these brokerages. It's not anything other than they're not providing enough value to their agents.
That's awesome. All right, guys, we're going to end this today. Thank you for that. Nicole, how does somebody reach you, just talk to you about, you know, where you're at, what your experience is, and, you know, and how, you know, from email, social media, because last time we left that out, David, because we have some young books here. They're like, yeah, you can reach me here. I'm like, wait a second, what happened to your phone number?
Oh, yeah, dude. We asked the 20-something-year-olds their phone number. They're like, phone number, hit me up on Snapchat.
yeah, so they can reach me Facebook, Instagram, my phone number is all over Facebook, my email, all of that. Did you want my specific phone number?
Yeah, give us your phone number.
Okay. 704. So Charlotte, 704-300-8505 is my phone number. And my email is nicole@highland-homes.com. And Nicole is spelled N-I-C-H-O-L-E at Highland, H-Y-L-A-N-D-homes.com.
Hey guys, so we'll have the information below in every social media platform. Go ahead and reach out to her. I'm pretty sure she'll reach out back to you and answer any kind of questions and even have a chat with you just about, you know, any kind of real estate matter. So thank you again, guys. Have an amazing, amazing day.
Awesome. Appreciate awesome. It, guys.
Be advised that the topics and contents discussed in this podcast are opinions intended as general information based on personal accounts and experiences by the hosts Rumi Danoa, David Upchurch and their guests. We recommend that listeners seek professional advice or research before making a business decision. This podcast is produced separately and independently from eXp Realty and is not sponsored or funded by eXp Realty.